dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's go ahead and get right into quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry!
It's quick hits.
I was going to rip the Band-Aid off quick with a deeper one, but we're going to go a little lighter here. Way back yonder, when long snapper David Benn, remember him, was put in the Pro Bowl team, he says then Patriots head coach Bill Belichick told him he had done so because Benn was dating Pamela Anderson at the time. Bill was asked about that on the Pro Football Doc podcast by Dr. David Chow, and here was his response.
The story is Dave Benn said he's at the Pro Bowl. You asked where his girlfriend Pamela Anderson was, and he said she's filming or not here. And he claims that you said, well, why the heck do you think we invited you here?
All I'll say is that that was set up well before he was selected. What the terms of engagement were on that one. I felt like we had a handshake agreement on that situation.
Charming or chotch response by Belichick.
I kind of wanted the response. It was a good response, but the story itself is so fun. I kind of love that idea. They're like, yeah, back in, it was in Hawaii. They're like, we just wanted to see Pam Anderson in a bikini all week.
I do love that, like, it's not like NFL players' wives, that any of them are unattractive. Like, they're, like, it was like 50-year-old Pam Anderson. That's what's wild to me. As you could tell, Bill in the mid-90s was just like, one day,
or maybe
I'm gonna find a way.
Maybe this is his spin. You say, wait, how old was Pam Anderson at this point?
I think she's like 55 now, so I think then she'd be about 50.
Okay, so maybe he's trying to. Well, at the time, he was dating an older woman.
Was
maybe
this the precursor to?
So because clearly he doesn't have interest in dating people his own age at all, right? And so he's got that built up within himself. People are like, oh, you like 22-year-olds? You get this story out, and he's like, yeah, I spray to all fields when it comes to age with women. I don't only date 19-year-olds.
He's 57 now. Although, again, much more age appropriate.
57 is a new 47. I'm sure she looks great.
What a wild move if Bill Belichick invited David Benn to the Pro Bowl just to try and steal his girlfriend.
Oh, you thought it was to steal? I thought they were going to be creepy and just gawk at her all week.
It was post the old relationship they had had and pre the Jordan Hudson one, so far as we know.
What a combo in life that would be if Belichick and Pam Anderson got married.
It just wouldn't make any sense. Just for a few reasons. It just wouldn't make any sense.
Omaha! Didn't she have a show called like Stripperella at one point? Wasn't that a thing with
her?
It
was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon. That's right. I remember that was a cartoon.
I didn't watch any of it when I was 20 years old.
How did they let that on TV? How was that a concept? Who pitched that concept?
It was quite tasteful.
And was like, this is what we're going to do.
That's quite
tasteful. Imagine being a cartoon artist for that. Like you're like, oh, I'm going to work for Pixar one day. I'm going to create, you know, the next great Disney. And then you're like, you're writing Stripperella.
Yeah.
You're drawing Stripperella.
All animators want to be working for Pixar. Some want to work for anime stuff. I'm just saying there's a lot of different places out there they might want to draw about.
Okay. OKC beats Denver. We had a Game 7 yesterday.
Nailed it.
It was not a great Game 7 by all accounts. Shea looked great. It was really, we had two bad Game 7s. I'm not a hockey guy in any sort of way. The hockey people tell me that was awful, an awful Game 7
like
in and of itself.
5-1, something like that?
I think it was 6-1 when it was all said and done. Awful game, awful day for Game 7s yesterday, Nick.
Yeah, and you hate it because that's supposed to be the, I know Aaron Gordon was physically improbable to play in Game 7, which was great wording by Shams, but I was still hoping, like, just push it to the like final couple minutes. Just give us a, and then the Nuggets wanted
when,
no
when
part
Denver
of it.
Went up 22-10, I was like, oh, let's go. Like, I got myself to get a little excited, and then from that point forward, Denver just threw up on their shoes.
What I am happy about is we get another new champion.
Yeah, 7 in 7 years now.
Yeah, we're a fan. Now, ask me who I want to win. I can only tell you who I absolutely don't want to win. It's the Knicks. Because their fans, remember when we all rooted for Philly fans in like 2009? We're like, man, the Eagles, the Sixers, like the Phillies last since, what, 1980?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. And then Charlie Manuel gets that ring. It was so, and then Phillies fans became intolerable and even more somehow.
Which is really on all of us then, because,
violent.
I mean, Philadelphia fans are what Philadelphia fans are. In a weird way, so I'm not rooting for the Knicks, but I'm rooting for Timothy Chalamet's happiness. I like that he's become like.
I worry about that. I worry, you know, he's dating a Jenner.
I want him to continue to win.
He's the it boy of Hollywood right now.
People found,
yeah,
people found
about
screen grabs. People found screen grabs of him like winning signed Sprewell basketballs way back when he was a kid. Like, yeah, he was asking for autographs
That's
from
good.
All sorts of players outside of the Garden. I like that they got a real fan as their super fan.
Yeah, I like...
some people I like to continue to have win the lottery. Like, if they win the lottery, I'd like to see him 2 weeks later also win the lottery. Chalamet is one of those guys. He's just a sports guy. I like him.
Not for me, Willy Wonka. Omaha! Joy Taylor says prostitution should be legalized on her Too Personal podcast. As a quick note.
You want me to comment on that?
Real quick. As a note, it's TWO Personal because there's two people in it. Hate the name.
I thought she dropped her co-host.
But she says male loneliness epidemic is a massive bleeping problem, which is one of the reasons she thinks prostitution should be legalized. Do you see her point?
I wouldn't do it for male loneliness. I don't think that's a reason to go ahead and make it legal across the board. I got a lot of reasons why I'd make it legal across the board. I don't think it's for male loneliness, though.
I've been reading, the true story, I was reading a sociology report over the weekend, or a paper about how social media dating in this era of young men, that they're growing into prominence, the amount of work it takes to get like one cup of coffee is so ridiculous that it just turns these little sexless men into hate monsters. And incels, I read that on like Friday night. By Sunday, I saw Joy's clip and I was like, I think she's got some points here. We want to stem the hate in this country, put the toots, make them legal, and give them to the young men. Get after it, young man.
Don't we have all sorts of studies that suggest the younger generation doesn't even like sex anymore?
I don't think that's a thing.
No, like legit studies that, like, relative to millennials, relative to...
What's not to like? How do you not like it?
They're just not as interested. Across the board, they're just not as interested.
So it's like baseball?
I guess.
It's just like,
yeah.
It's,
why not?
Just you can not measure, enough action for me.
You can measure these type of things. It's a lot of work for very little payoff, some would say.
I
disagree.
I very much disagree.
But yeah, there are all sorts of studies now that suggest that this, like, the age from like 18 to 24, like that little group right now has like never been less interested in sex than any generation prior.
How do we?
I imagine it's a lot of polling.
Easy. I imagine it's not a lot of polling. I would say it's the opposite.
Hello,
friend.
Sports fan.
I mean, what else is there to do when you're 18 to 24?
Ask all the kids around the station. None
it's
of them
free.
Seem interested in sex.
Well, unless Joy Taylor has her way, it's free. That's true,
by
the way.
Very expensive with Joy.
That's true. Got a lot of these young incels that could use a little bit of the... Mackem, including you, even though you're a little bit older. That was not cool. That was a shot fired. That's on me, dog.
Scotty Scheffler won the PGA Championship.
Speaking of sexlessness, let's talk golfers.
Well, you said, you're like, I have no interest in this story at all. So I'm like, we wasted 45 seconds talking about Mac's sex life, so we might as well squeeze it in here.
Easy.
Some people are suggesting that he's the new Tiger Woods. I don't know about that. That seems a little premature. But he's definitely the greatest golfer on planet Earth right now. And it was really fun to watch him not only win, but in many ways dominate with winning by 5 strokes.
That's awesome.
So you like golf, but you just have no interest in professional golf.
Because golfers are boring people.
It was a major.
I had a minor interest in it.
Golfers are boring people. The man was arrested a year ago. This is a prison success story about how the system really works. That's a reformed Scottie Scheffler right there.
I like the spin on it. If you put like a really nice 30 for 30 together about the hard times of Scottie Scheffler, I might watch it. I'm not watching him play the PGA, and I love that course, by the way. I've actually swung a club on that course. I've not played that course because it's very expensive. Quail Hollow is beautiful.
How did you swing a club at Quail Hollow? That is in Charlotte.
Yeah. So we used to broadcast live from there.
Yeah.
And as the last guy stepped off, somebody was like, hey, you want to try this new club? And I felt like Tiger Woods. I hit the damn ball 100 yards farther than I ever hit it. I was like Happy Gilmore.
Should have bought the club off that man instantly. Scheffler with more wins, 15 to the Panthers' wins since 2022 and 14. I'm sure your Carolina people love that stat going around yesterday.
I don't love it. Let's see here. No. Oh, the Nuggets got bounced from the playoffs, as you have mentioned. I love the wording of Aaron Gordon being physically improbable to play games.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven. What is something you're physically improbable to do? Mac, we know what you are. That was, again, cold. That was cold-blooded. I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay, physically, I can't run a marathon. All these people with the marathon stuff, I always thought that'd be a really cool thing. I've realized I just can't do it.
So I'm glad you said that. I am physically probable. Like, I could lose weight at any point if I wanted to. I just don't want to right now. I am physically improbable to ever do any sort of long distance running.
Yeah, it's just so hard.
It does not speak to me. Long distance walking, hiking,
everything that goes into it. It's not me.
Running? I had a friend tell me that they had to wear a diaper on the run. Because once you get past a certain amount, there's a thing that happens, and they mess themselves. They're like, yeah, I don't want to get embarrassed. I'm like, I'd be embarrassed wearing the diaper.
The diaper works. It makes sense to me.
No.
I'll
never be a NASCAR
driver. So they're wearing diapers. They got the nipple cream on because your nipples just,
it shapes
up again. You bleed like crazy after a certain point.
Yeah.
Like your body's not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Like it's just not. Every book I've read on it or anything I've read on it, it's always been like, yeah, around mile 20, it's just not supposed to be anything anyone is ever supposed to be able to do, so your body just kind of shuts down.
And the fact that somebody's like, well, that's why I want to do it, is that's another thing I'm physically... If I know that's not what my body's supposed to do, I was built to, like, lift heavy things. That's about it.
Yeah, I remain so impressed with people that can do it to the point where I wonder if I should go the other direction, where I should think of it more like a blasé type thing.
Like, honestly... Matt, if Lima's wife, Sarah, does these marathons, I respect the hell out of my best friend's wife, Jeremy, his wife, Becky, does these marathons. I respect you if you can do it. I am just physically improbable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good. I feel like we really built a bridge there to Trust Town.
Yeah, we're never doing a marathon in this show. Except 5 hours every day,
I was waiting for it. Eh? I knew you'd get there. We might have a new team in play for one of the Browns quarterback sets coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.